Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just got off the phone with Dave Mustaine literally 20 seconds ago. And so I'm going to have to just give these directives here to my folks live on air. Come on in. I need to talk to you as soon as we go to break because Dave Mustaine is going to put a statement out through us. I didn't really press him to do that. He just wants to put a statement out through us. I'm sure you've seen the 500 articles, ABC, CBS, everything, New York Daily News about his comments over in Asia. He got back a couple days ago to the U.S. about the shootings could be staged by Obama. And they're taking them out of context and making a big deal out of it. So we need to get that clip because it was you who put together that radio interview, right? And, you know, the clip I didn't put out just because I didn't want to, even though it had been that big national news, I just kind of made that decision myself. If I do anything, I hold back sometimes. People think I exaggerate. Get that clip ready. And I've got to, I've been talking to Dave. He's going to send me his statement. So get Watson on the horn so that we can put his statement into a blurb and then put under it the Larry Pratt thing. Because, you know, Larry Pratt, head of the second biggest gun group in the country, who's never talked like us, said, yeah, they stage Fast and Furious as a false flag. They stage these. And you've got, you know, that's what Dave's saying is, you know, they took him on stage and kind of edited it out of context, and he just wants to be clear. In fact, we got two guests coming up today, and Dave's got some recording stuff that was already set. So he has to go in and do that. But then he's probably going to be on later after the show today. We'll have that for the nightly news. But right now, we just want to get this statement out. He started calling me yesterday afternoon before I got back to the office. And we weren't sure how big a deal it would be. But they're definitely freaking out about it. Most people are supporting him, though, because, hey, government does stage this stuff. And it has all the telltale signs, the reports of four shooters, all of it. He wasn't entirely convinced the first Batman deal, despite all the anomalies. But when he saw the clips in the news about people saying they saw multiple shooters and all the rest of it. Yeah, absolutely. When they and the second gas mask and the people being told to shut up and then the reports of people casing it. And you've got white supremacists that are so infiltrated and all the gun bills introduced right now. My point is I just need to brainstorm that now so that I didn't forget it. Just get Watson. Cause I was calling him. Dave called me, I called him back, and I was calling Watson. He wasn't answering. He's in England. Folks just tuning in. Our only crew not here at the command center now is in England, Paul Watson and Steve Watson brothers. And so I just want to codify an article about Dave Mustaine released a statement on Sikh situation, Sikh shooting, and then we'll just have – but here's the issue. I've got to give Paul Dave's email – because he sent me text with a statement, but I need to make sure it's codified right. I'm getting it via text. He approves it, then we put it out, all right? I don't want to lose any time on this. So that's basically it. Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, we got a big show lined up today as well, obviously. We've got Gerald Celente. Gerald Celente is on the broadcast, always informative, dealing with this admission of global meltdown accelerating. And I'm really excited about this. Richard Belzer has written a book dealing with government cover-ups, government shootings that were blamed on patsies. Wow, incredible. We've had this set up for 2 weeks. This is put out by our good friends over there at Skyhorse Publishing. We carry a lot of their great books. And it's available at InfoWarsShop.com. But it's dead wrong. Straight facts on the country's most controversial cover-ups. Yeah, government killed Martin Luther King, blamed it on a patsy. That all came out. Government killed RFK, blamed on a patsy. All that came out. Even the police report said that. Killed JFK, blamed on a patsy. Killed Marilyn Monroe. So funny. Normally, with this much breaking news, I'd move a guest like that. But it's perfect timing. So we'll go over other past events. Why we, when there's motive, when there's the telltale signs, why we look at the usual suspects. They've been caught doing this stuff before. So that's all coming up. Guys, I don't seem to have any news on the Dave Mustaine thing. There's hundreds of articles. Just type in Dave Mustaine, click news, and print me a bunch of articles on that. Thank you. Alex.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have Gerald Celente on this Thursday edition, joining us in T-minus 53 minutes from now. Then we have TV host, big-time actor, and author, Richard Belzer, who's written a new book dealing with government staging mass shootings and assassinations and blaming it on their political enemies. Dead Wrongs, the book by Skyhorse Publishing, forward by Jesse Ventura. Nice timing. We've had this set up for 2 weeks to have him on. As I know you probably noticed, it's on every TV station out there that I've seen. Local radio is covering it, national radio. You name it, it's being covered. Hundreds of newspapers. Dave Mustaine was in Asia a few days ago. He's now back in California, formerly of Metallica, of course, founder of Megadeth. And Dave Mustaine talked about the fact that he thinks Obama may have staged the shootings to get our guns and bring in a police state in Aurora and in Wisconsin, so in Colorado and there. And it's a big national story right now. Also, the writing's on the wall. They're getting ready to dump Biden right now because of his thing about black people are going to be put back in chains if Romney gets elected. So that's big news. That's coming up. But Dave and I were talking yesterday about it. Dave called me right before the show started, and he's writing up a statement. And we're going to release it at InfoWars.com in the next hour or so. Also, I'm not sure if Dave wants to release it, but we have, you know, we did a recording as well with him basically just saying, look, if they'd stage Fast and Furious, they'd say anything. Same thing Larry Pratt said. So that's all a clarification. It is a big story. They're scared of this. If people just stop buying whatever the system says, it's over. Their little game is over. And they don't like it. And love Dave or hate Dave, I know him personally now for about 5 years. And he stayed at my house quite a few times, family, friends with him. I can tell you right now, he's the real deal. He's a real guy. He's really starting to wake up to the full big picture of what's going on. So this is a big story. And again, he's got commitments. He's recording right now. Just dropped his daughter off at school. He is recording right now for the next 4 or 5 hours. But after the show today, we'll probably do a taping. I'm scheduled to take my children somewhere and then come back tonight. But whatever has to happen, we'll get that out for you today. And there'll be a statement coming up very, very soon here. Huge economic news, giant news on the WikiLeaks front. The attack on the Family Research Council not being called terrorism. Obama isn't making statements on somebody saying he was mad about Chick-fil-A and Christians. So he went in there and shot some people. And I guess it's a big celebration. So there you go. Of course, people with guns were able to stop him. Continuing, we're going to be looking at all of that and some big federal court rulings. Warrantless cell phone tracking is illegal, federal court rules. Now, I wanted to air this yesterday, but the show just got filled up. But we're going to air this now. This is Paul Watson's breakdown of parallels between our society and Rome. And so we're going to air this piece from InfoWars Nightly News a few nights ago, and then we're going to go to break and come back and get into all of the incredible news. I'm Alex Jones. Here is an excerpt of Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars Nightly News, the parallels, again, between our republic turned into an empire, the same thing that happened to the Roman Empire. This is key information. Stay with us.
Rome burned, will we? And this is an article I put together with Alex Jones. As America's engineered economic implosion accelerates, the parallels with how the Roman Empire fell are staggering. America is now ruled by a gaggle of completely corrupt financial terrorists who will stop at nothing to hollow out the country in pursuit of their own maniacal and selfish gain. This precisely parallels Rome's rapacious ruling emperors and senators of the 5th century who were so obsessed with seizing wealth and control that they ended up destroying their own culture, their own country, and the whole empire in the process. So basically, this is mainly about the planned financial implosion with, of course, the so-called stress test on the banks coming up. The banks have been told by the Federal Reserve, prepare for a collapse and the government's not going to help you. But it's also about the innumerable similarities that 21st century America shares with the Roman Empire. And it's just amazing how close they parallel, how close they match up. You know, we've got the United States with troops stationed in some 130 countries now, outstripping anything the Romans ever had in terms of occupation. But, of course, sharing the same impossible task of maintaining such a sprawling empire when the U.S. can't afford it. It's gone bankrupt, $16 trillion in debt. Meanwhile, we've got the ruling greedy elite centralizing power and wealth, capitalizing, hijacking the very financial crisis they created to do so, just as the Roman emperors and senators did back in the empire. And also, of course, record numbers of Americans, about a third of the whole population, on some form of government welfare. Same situation in Rome. So again, we've also got the moral decline of America, you know, added to the obsession with sports and entertainment, which is directly contributing to the decay in society because people are just obsessed with entertainment, bread and circuses. They've abandoned their civic duties. They're no longer interested. Same thing happened in Rome, almost exactly the same thing. That's because of where the phrase bread and circuses came from. There's actually a poem or a quote in this article written by the poet Juvenal from 100 AD, who was talking about Rome at the time. And he wrote about how people had sacrificed their involvement in real affairs, you know, which directly impacted their lives, and substituted them for bread and circuses. Exactly the same thing happening in America today. Just as in Rome, we've got in America a situation where an overwhelming number of illegal immigrants have flooded in and refused to assimilate, to the point where they're now trying to actually claim their own territory, just as the tribes that flooded into Rome did all those centuries ago. So, again, same parallel. You know, we got these La Raza movements. We got the Mexican flag being flown above the American flag in places over on the West Coast. We got race being played off against race. Exactly what happened in Rome. You can go through all the scholarly texts about how Rome collapsed. And in almost every instance in society, in the economy, in culture, America parallels Rome in every sense. It's scary. So, you know, where's it all leading? It might take a couple of hundred years. The Roman Empire lasted for, what, nearly 1,000 years. So we don't know the time frame. But what we do know is short term, all this is going to lead to riots and civil unrest. And eventually it's going to lead to the collapse of America, just as Rome collapsed 1,600 years ago. So basically, this article is about the ruling class. Are they so consumed by their avarice and lust for power that their actions could lead to the actual collapse of Western civilization? Because it's happened before in history with the Roman Empire and other empires, and there's no reason it can't happen again. So Rome burned, will we? Important article up at Infowars.com that I put together with Alex Jones. Paul Ryan sold shares on same day as private briefing of banking crisis. This is out of The Guardian. Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate, sold stock in U.S. banks on the same day he attended a confidential meeting where top-level officials disclosed the sector was heading for a deep crisis. The congressman on Monday denied profiting from information gleaned from the meeting on 18 September 2008 when Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, then Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, and others outlined their fears for the banking sector. His office said he had no control over the trades. Public records show that on the same day as the meeting, Ryan sold stock in troubled banks, including Wachovia and Citigroup, and bought shares in Goldman Sachs, Paulson's old employer, and a bank that had been disclosed to be stronger than many of its rivals. The sale was not illegal at the time. So, you know, what a surprise. Yet another compromised politician.
All right.
He's now going to be Mitt Romney's running mate. You know, another.
By the way, that is something in the financial stack we're going to be getting to. It's now well over 50% down Facebook stock as more of the insiders can, quote, legally dump their stock. But I read where some of them dumped it right away. But now they're saying they weren't allowed to dump it till now. I'll have to research those conflicting reports, but it's down well below 50%. What a giant scam, really. Run by a guy that calls his users that trust him dumb bleepers. And a group that wants you to face scan to buy and sell and uses all the data on you. And it's hooked into the globalist. That's why not this year, not 2012, but 2011 in St. Moritz, Switzerland, our reporters, Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes, were there. And it was Facebook people and Google crawling all over it. AP reports Facebook stock plunged to a new low Thursday after the expiration of a ban that had prevented some were allowed to, investors and insiders from dumping millions of additional shares they own in the social networking leader. Firms ranging from Shell Partners to Goldman Sachs and others. Peter Thiel, yeah, he was at Bilderberg, and Reid Hoffman were among those free to sell stock they own after the lifting of a ban known as a lock-up period. That was after the, quote, trouble the first few days as they were dumping. If many of them took advantage of that, Facebook stock could decline because the market would be flooded with nearly two-thirds more shares. So it is making its race towards the toilet bowl right now. And it's all a big joke to them. It's all funny. It's all real. It's funny to them they put fluoride in your water to brain damage you. Like right here in Austin, our mayor, I've been there. He laughs at scientists, you name it. He'll laugh at Harvard studies about brain damage, cancer. It's all funny. It's just like, you don't seem to understand. We know. You don't seem to get it. We enjoy it. So sit there and die, time, my little minions. It's all funny how they kill us. It's all funny how they rape and rob us. It's all funny until the giant awakens.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles.
the horizon.
You took advantage of my trust in you and I was
that's what situational awareness is all about. But it's not hard to see for miles and miles if you're not naive. And if you've studied history, you can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. And it's our goal to get you to where you can see for miles and miles and miles politically, economically, spiritually. Humans only live 75 years on average. In the last 6,000 years of recorded history, there's only been 60 generations. We're starting the 61st generation right now. A little more than 60 generations in recorded history. Humans always think they're smart, especially criminals. They think they got it all figured out. They have intelligence, but not wisdom. And they don't see what they create. They don't see their own megalomania. They're not humble. They think they're winning. If cancer had a consciousness, as I've said 1,000 times, it would think it was winning. It's not winning. It's destroying. As Max Kaiser said, who's joining us tomorrow, they're programmed to take it all. And when I've seen countless stage shootings, mass shootings, murders, terrorist attacks by every major government in the world in the last 100 years over and over again, from the czars to the Nazis to our government to the British government to Israel to the Arab governments, this is one of the oldest tricks in the book. And we have stage shootings of RFK and the list goes on and on. Of course, we look at more modern events that have perfect timing with a bunch of anti-gun bills and UN treaties that have all the telltale signs. Of course, we look at it and say, number one suspect is who's done this before. And only the naivete of the general public, not knowing from historical experience and research, only the naivete allows this to happen. You know, Dave Mustaine's being attacked all over right now, and he's happy with that. Or talking about the fact that he thinks Obama's people have a hand in staging the shootings. They're the prime suspects. Now, why is that? Well, I mean, if they've been caught shipping guns into Mexico to kill thousands, as Larry Pratt has said, they've got to be looked at for staging these when it has all the telltale signs and the timing. And the fact that this is out there is going to backfire on the establishment. They think they're going to demonize this idea. Everybody I know is going, oh, yeah, that does make sense. Because we know you're a pack of criminal liars. I didn't have to see for miles and miles and over the political horizon to know that Facebook was way overvalued, probably 10 times in its public offering. Its initial public offering, to say it was a giant pump and dump scam with the whole media getting behind how great it was to sucker what they see as the idiot public. I'm going to tell you a brief story. I'm going to come back and go to news. I went yesterday. I took my son to work. I promised to take him to Barton Springs. Hadn't been there in about a year. It was like the Caribbean. Big spring-fed pool by the river. We're talking 2-foot-long bass, foot-long perch. Just ultra-gorgeous. I go there. I walk up, and the women are all standing there in line to pay to get in the city park, taking their time, acting weird, acting all neurotic with their kids. And I'm like, man, because this is liberals. There are a lot of good people there as well, but they're not even liberals. They call themselves liberals, just really neurotic, screwed up people that never live in the real world and are just really have problems. I'll have to go to break and finish the story. And I watch the young lady behind the counter, there's like 20 people in front of me. I'm sitting there watching. It kind of turns catty corner, and I'm able to see. I'm sitting there watching, people watching, anthropology, sociology, psychology study. And I'm watching people say, thank you, when she hands them their change back. And I go up there, and I said, hey, how you doing today? Doesn't say anything. Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story when we get back. But this is the future, man, if the globalists have their way. Mind dead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, streams out live to everybody. And I just learned that for a while they've not been restreaming, and it just goes right to archive after it airs once, a lot of times live. No, we're going to keep restreaming the nightly news now for those of you that like the streams rather than waiting for a download. So that is back in effect there for people over at prisonplanet.tv. Again, I want in a few minutes to re-air this. I aired this last week. The video is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to have one of the webmasters add Full Spectrum Evil, breaking down how the globalists manipulate countries and nations and religious groups against each other as divide and conquer. I'm going to air this again today ahead of Gerald Celente joining us. And we're also going to have
Richard Belzer on, who wrote Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups, where they staged shootings of RFK, JFK, the injection murder of Marilyn Monroe, and the shooting killing of Martin Luther King. We sell it at InfoWarsShop.com, but the movie star and TV host, TV star, will be joining us, scheduled coming up in the third hour today. Dave Mustaine is locked and loaded to tape an interview with me today because he's in recording studio right now, and he's pretty professional. He just does everything in the order he said he would. I was set to go to a meeting after 2, but I can't really miss. I don't know what we're going to do with that. Just so happens I happen to have a recording, though, of Dave saying what's all in the news right now that I never aired. I told people he said some controversial stuff, and he wanted to air it. And I said, you know what? I said, they're going to spin this against you. And even though you'll come out good on the end, I'm tired of my show being places where my friends get attacked. I learned my lesson with Charlie Sheen. Again, huge attention for this show. Set of 1 million visitors a day on InfoWars. Try 5 million for about a week. But it's my friends. And I don't want to see them have problems. I mean, I'm here to say it's an inside job. All the evidence points towards it. I mean, I'm kind of the kamikaze. But Dave's done it. You know, Dave wanted to say it, so he said it. He said it more cogently because he's on stage there and more focused on the show. So I pretty much already given the green light to play it so he can clarify. Said it a few weeks ago, but clarified now what he said a few days ago with a tape. But I figure I just might just get him on instead. So who knows? Maybe at the end of the Belzer interview, Mustaine may pop in or something. He's got to break then. But we're working on all that right now. It is a big national news story. It is in hundreds of publications right now. We have an InfoWars.com article, Dave Mustaine, Obama staged Batman massacre like Fast and Furious down at the border. Well, really what he's saying is he thinks they may have, and that if you're already known for doing stuff like this, you got to be a chief suspect when you have all the telltale signs of people saying multiple shooters. We're going to be going over all of that. And then with Gerald Celente, the British have said they're going to raid the Ecuadorian. That totally violates international law and common sense, that they're going to raid the embassy. Armed raid. That's an attack on a sovereign country. That's a war. If they don't give up Assange, who's gotten asylum. They were just blaming the Chinese a few weeks ago. The Chinese were saying, release our political dissident out of your embassy. And then, you know, and of course, the Chinese did not dare go into the U.S. embassy. But now the Brits, the globalists, are so lawless, they're saying they're going to go after him with an armed raid. Greeks confront crime wave amid austerity. BBC, because they've taken most of the guns there. They have draconian gun control, and the public is just being fed on it. It says the police can't protect them. Oh, really? What do you think happens in New York and Chicago? By the way, they're reporting here that areas out around the world that were the most dangerous in other countries are no longer the most dangerous in the world, because Chicago is now the most dangerous in the world. So because they have total gun ban for the citizens there as well. And we're going to get into Biden. Looks like he's out. Big stack of news on that front and what that signifies. We'll cover that after this break. But here is the video / audio presentation. Full spectrum evil. The video of your radio listener will be posted in the next 20 minutes at InfoWars.com. Get this out to everybody, because if you want to understand why the bankers are funding Al-Qaeda, you need to see this video and hear this audio. Here it is. Alex Jones here to cover a topic, an issue, that is one of the most important I've ever discussed. This information is very closely held by governments and elite corporations. They do not want you understanding this. Now, many of you that are already aware of this, it'll seem simple, but large swaths of the global population have no idea the real geopolitical paradigm that we're living in today. Today, we will look at the real forces, the real players in the battle for 21st century global hegemony.
I'm going to break down who really rules the world, how they control the planet, and how they are trying to usher in a world war that is really pointed at the general population. To begin my illustration, I have three different board games here. Chess, the classic game of Risk, as well as Monopoly. We're going to look at these systems of stylized warfare, and between these three systems, we find the truth of the system that we're living under. How do we know that system? Well, books written by people like Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor. They think we're stupid, and so we have their own documents. To begin with, I'm going to use a Lego chess set as an illustration to break down primitive forms of government, warfare, and domination. If you look at this set, you notice there are two sides. There is the red, and there is the green, or there is the black, there is the white. From the beginnings of civilization more than 6,000 years ago until about 1700, this was the model of warfare between nations. There were occasional alliances, but by and large, warfare and politics was carried out in a very two-dimensional way, like a chess set. You have the ruling class, the royalty, the priest class, the military elite, the generals, and in front of them you have basically their conscripts or the lower class fighters who can also represent just the general population. And these two groups are engaged in warfare and base domination against each other to control larger areas of land and the vassal populations living in serfdom upon it. One area that we see from the ancient chess model that is still used in statecraft by the globalists is the fact that sometimes wars were launched, in the case of the French and the British, against each other when they had rebellions at home. They soon learned it was a way to turn inner anger at the state against a foreign state and to reduce the population of young males that you didn't have jobs for. The two-sided fight is a bygone era. In truth, for more than 300 years, the globalists have been financing multiple sides of wars, knowing that conflict destroys nations and gets countries deep into debt. And that is the key. They're financing both sides. And we see this being pioneered by people like the Rothschilds, starting in the 1700s and 1800s, where they would finance sometimes three or four different factions, and it didn't matter who won because all of them were in debt to them and had societies that were wrecked after the wars. Next, let's look at the game of Risk. These are primitive attempts to distill down human conflict and domination into a game you can play in a few hours. The militaries all have basically equal resources, equal numbers of troops, and to enter into the equation some type of random probability, we have dice and we have cards. There is no discussion here on looking at the real model that we are under today. We're going to come back to Risk here in a moment, but first let's move to the game of Monopoly. In the game of Monopoly, you have different economic groups or four players that attempt to engage in economic warfare against each other and then be able to create a monopoly or a single entity that is in control of New York City. To understand the real system we're under, it's important to combine Monopoly and Risk with an overlay of strategy from chess. And this is a key part of the real system we live under today. The founder of the Rockefeller dynasty famously said that competition was a sin, and they wanted big governments that they financed and control to be able to shut down their competition and pick winners and losers. This is the essence of monopoly capitalism, the opposite of free market, and is simply a form of fascism, what Mussolini called corporatism. So out of these three board games, Monopoly best describes our modern system. But it itself is only two-dimensional. You see, the private Federal Reserve that's owned by six private banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and others, they always win. You're playing their game. You think you're battling it out for houses and apartments and for Park Place and for the electric company and for the railroad and for the Top Hat and for the fashion show. But it's the bankers that control the politicians. They've got the get-out-of-jail-free card. And they've got control
of the money. The Treasury works for them. So the bank always wins. But what happens if a country won't sell? What happens if an African nation won't play the monopoly game? Or what happens if a Middle Eastern country doesn't want to be part of the modern bankster system based in London and New York? Well, then that's where risk comes in, because they want to be able to take you over through economic espionage, as John Perkins has written in his bestseller, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But if they can't, this is in all the official CIA and State Department documents, they will then come and finance your neighbor to attack you. So Libya's not playing ball. It's building up and industrializing all of Africa. You want a global monopoly. You just play countries off against each other. You're a globalist. You've made yourselves exempt with diplomatic immunity at the United Nations. Who set that up? The robber barons. What do? You just have Al-Qaeda come out of Egypt into Libya, ethnically cleanse, blow up most of the infrastructure, knock out Gaddafi, and now they have to come to you and borrow money out of your bank to rebuild, and you own and control everything. And guess what? If you want to get that welfare check, well, you got to take the vaccines, which, by the way, sterilize you. So they're using the strategy of chess, but they're employing it through a monopolistic system where they have a monopoly on the issuance of currency and credit. And they also have the biggest militaries on earth, from the United States and Europe, controlled and dominated 100% by them. They've announced that we're totally their slaves. And they have such disdain for us, they use our supposed enemy, Al-Qaeda, against the Russians, against the Serbs, and now against other Middle Eastern nations, while simultaneously telling us we need military-style occupation within our countries by the TSA and the military to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, who they sponsored and created. And remember, the banksters are openly crowing and bragging that they have conquered you through monopoly capitalism.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks.
And they weren't able to do this because they had better products. They were able to do it because they created, through fractional reserve banking here in the U.S. and similar systems worldwide, unlimited free credit for themselves, which they then loan out to you at interest. But that wasn't enough of a fraud for them. In the last 20 years, they've deployed derivatives, completely made up counterfeit instruments, to the tune of more than 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion. With that counterfeit money, they were able to buy up all of their competition, pay off the governments, and dominate defense industries as well as media to carry out their propaganda. And herein lies the big secret that they don't want you to know, the big secret hiding in plain view. We think about nations and continents and cultures, but in truth, the globalists, the bankers who have unlimited money, they're waging war against anyone else that has any assets, because they want everyone to be impoverished, so you have to go to them, and so that you have to follow all of their orders so they can control human development and society. In the past, they would brag about their real political system in fictional accounts, in movies like Network. Let's analyze a clip of that.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock.
Oh, there are no more peoples. There are no more nations, Mr. Beale. Each one of us has one piece of stock in the global system, one ecumenical giant global government. Except one thing, that big global corporate system they've been selling us on
doesn't want us to even be alive. It's designed to consolidate control and then slowly cut off the resources while the banksters themselves pose as the saviors, selling people on getting deeper into the tyranny, and the pain will stop. When at the end of the tunnel is nothing but global extermination and eugenics, so that these selfish, greedy scam artists can have the world and all of the incredible technology and life extension for themselves. And that's the big secret here. You have been warned. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. Please get this presentation out to everyone you know. We've got to understand the enemy we're facing if we have any chance of defeating these people. Humanity hangs in the balance. Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Police Chief Dan Oates issues this immediate public statement claiming there is just one shooter.
Every single indicator is that this is all Mr. Holmes' activity, and that he wasn't particularly aided by anyone else.
This is the same police chief that presided over a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment by illegally cuffing and detaining 40 innocent people, including women and children, for over 2 hours while looking for a bank robber. Early on, the police scanner supports the one-shooter theory.
16 Adam, I need a marked car
got a suspect in a gas mask.
209 okay, and we need cars south side. Suspect in a gas mask.
The mainstream media promotes the one-shooter theory.
And honestly, for the record, there was only one guy. Yes, actually, the shooting probably started, like, lasted probably for, like, about a minute or two.
But according to the police scanner, another suspect is spotted just 3 minutes later.
321, one of the shooters might be wearing a white and blue plaid shirt.
Copy, outstanding shooter possibly wearing a white and blue plaid shirt.
He had his foot propped open by the door, and from the crack, it looked like he was signaling somebody or looking for somebody to come his way.
From what we saw, he wasn't alone. He had someone with him because the second can of tear gas didn't come from his side. He was completely dressed in black, head to toe. From what we saw, it seemed like he had something over his face, probably to prevent him from breathing it in. And we could only assume that someone got him in because he was... whatever he was wearing seemed thick, so I don't think he would really... I think he'd stand out in the crowd.
The one-shooter theory loses even more credibility when a second gas mask is discovered. How is it possible that 12 people were killed and 58 were injured by a semi-automatic weapon that jammed?
He shot easily like 60 or 70 rounds.
Then there's the official story given by the president himself concerning the blood path behind the theater. Obama claims that this wound spilled what appears to be buckets of blood. In the aftermath, the vulture media swoops in, misquoting Holmes' mother regarding the shooting, causing her to issue this statement.
I did not know anything about a shooting in Aurora at that time. He asked if I was Arlene Holmes and if my son was James Holmes, who lives in Aurora, Colorado. I answered, yes, you have the right person.
Holmes' father worked for San Diego-based HNC Software Incorporated, a company that worked with DARPA to develop Cortronic Neural Networks. These enable machines to translate oral and visual stimuli and simulate human thinking. And Holmes' grandfather had deep ties into the intelligence framework of the U.S. military. The children of people with similar backgrounds are highly susceptible to exposure to Monarch mind control. Using brainwashed patsies in PSYOP massacres has become a commonplace thread in American history as the shadow government strengthens its stranglehold on public perception.
Instead of really digging into why this apartment would be rigged to kill, but then Holmes would then warn police and then lawyer up and not say anything else, where he got the funding and the firearms training, and these eyewitness reports that there was more than one person, yeah, instead of asking those questions, national media want to focus all their attention on why guns were legal in the first place.
Now is the time to shine a light on the obvious motive behind this tragic event, the motive to pass the United Nations Treaty on Small Arms. John Vaughn, InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.